Goodbye, Joe. Me gotta go. Me oh my oh. Me gotta go. Pull the piro down the bayou. My Yvonne, sweetest one. Me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya, crawfish pie, filet gumbo.
Yes, indeed. The fat man, Fats Domino. Yeah. When he said jambalaya, filet gumbo, you know that he tasted it more than one time.
New Orleans stories.
New
here.
Orleans stories. Coming up. It's Eats and Beats Wednesday on the morning set here at Cuvo Jazz. I'm Carlos, along with Steve. We welcome Mr. Henry Batiste from Nola Voodoo for the very first time in our studios, man.
You ever meet the fat man?
No, never have.
Okay. Yeah.
No,
all right. No. Well, he'll do his best when you eat at the Nola Voodoo Tavern and Perks to make you the fat man.
That's correct.
That's what they're trying to do over there.
Yep. Anyway, welcome to our studios. Welcome to our home here. I could see the Saints, man.
Yep.
The Saints are happening. You go way back to the Aints days.
Oh, the bags on the heads and everything. You're right. You're correct. Well, thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
Of course, man. You know, we've been to the restaurant quite a few times and so forth. And, you know, we obviously love the food and so forth. My first question is, what possessed you to get into the restaurant business? Because it's hard work, and you know, you do everything. They came up with that saying, chief bottle washer and everything in between.
Yep, you got it.
Just because you own a place.
That's correct. Yeah. I own everything.
So tell me a little bit about your background and how all this got started.
Well, basically, I started out in a country club. You know, I was 15 years old bussing tables in Kenner, Louisiana, and basically I got the knack for just serving people and enjoying it. And then my mother, as a kid, she says, I want you to learn how to cook. I don't want women to cook for you, but basically I want you to cook for yourself. Because back then, you know, in New Orleans, they have this saying, hoodoo your food. So make sure you basically cook for yourself. That way they'll get hooked on hoodoo. So that's why we call it voodoo. Voodoo takes hoodoo off in Louisiana. It's a big, thing back there, you know.
I didn't know that.
That's why it's called voodoo.
Stuff.
And basically, you got a voodoo doctor who takes the hoodoo off. You fall in love with a one leg, one eye person. So you know why. They cook their food for you. Next thing you know, you're in love. So that was my learning process. But no, my mother always wanted me to cook, and her and my grandmother inspired me to cook because every morning, every afternoon, I was the baby child. So. And we got cooked all the time with them, did the Holy Trinity and all of the brews and stuff like that.
So quick question on the food back then, okay? Is it still similar today to what you're doing? I mean,
oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. It's all the recipes from years ago, over 100-something years of experience of my parents.
That was the process. It kept you in the kitchen. I mean, you weren't a stranger. Like some kids go out and play, but you kind of stuck around.
Yep, I suck around and cook with them all the time.
All right.
And go crawfish with my grandmother behind the levee in Louisiana. We used to have by the river, we have go crawfishing and learn how to catch as well as cook.
Wow.
Henry Batiste is from Nola Voodoo Tavern and Perks. They're right at Bruce Randolph and York.
That's correct.
Because your next door neighbors, that's where I get my haircut.
So okay.
I'll tell you about your building before you got there.
Right.
That's another story.
Yeah.
But all right, we're going to run down the menu here a little bit. Yes, they have fried okra.
Yes.
Yes, they have chicken gizzards.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, they have the etouffee, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes, they have the muffaletta.
Uh-huh.
How do you decide, you know, how much? Because thank you for the menu that I can still wrap my arms around. It's not too much on there.
Yes.
Just the good stuff.
Yes. Just keep it simple. Just keep it simple.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
simple enough because there's some other things you can do, but really I want to put the focus on the really good things that really hits people's soul, you know.
Okay.
And that's one of the things we do. That crawfish monica, which they do at the Jazz Fest every year, and that's popular back in.
What is crawfish monica?
Crawfish monica is pasta with a cream sauce with crawfish tails, and seasoned with a really creamy sauce, and it's you know, very, very good. Everybody loves it. One of my top dishes.
Yeah, I used to have some of that when I'd go to New Orleans. I'd go down to Mandina's. They've been around forever,
right?
And they did a pretty good job with the crawfish monica. there's people who say, who love to cook, New Orleans folks, who really say, well, if I don't get the Gulf shrimp, I can't do it. You know, it's just not going to be the same.
Right.
And so they're looking for anybody who's in New Orleans to ship up a bucket of shrimp from that area. How is it the water? Is it what is it about the shrimp in the Gulf?
It's just the Gulf shrimp. It's just so big I think because of the water. I think more than anything else.
You know?
And of course, the same thing with the oysters and stuff like that. You know? So it's interesting.
Well, you always know that when it's oyster season and when it's not.
That's right.
When it's not, the good restaurants will tell you, no, I'm sorry, we don't have any.
You gotta have an R in it.
Yeah.
The month.
Yeah. Some don't. We have oysters year round, but they come in from somewhere else.
Yes. East Coast and West Coast.
Right.
The Gulf oysters are the best. They get nice and salty, and they large oysters.
Yeah.
They're really good.
So you're out there at the airport, like going over the crate, saying, "No, yes, these."
Yep. You're right.
It's very intense to run that seafood operation in Denver.
Oh yeah, it is hard. But basically, I have Cisco Food Company out of Houston that ships stuff to us, basically, and we have some of the dishes we have to actually get flown in, sausage stuff like that, Don Dewey.
Okay, they're po' boys. They got all kinds of po' boys. They got your oyster po' boy. I had the catfish po' boy last time I was there.
Right.
I just got to say, lip smacking.
Yep.
Lip smacking, y'all.
Everyone says that. It's amazing, yeah. Well, that's one of the things we have. It's called top feeder catfish to the bottom feeder. They feed them from the top of the pond. They put nets on the bottom of the pond. That way they won't eat from the bottom, so it makes it much cleaner and fresher.
Thank you.
It's really good.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go have another one.
So, Henry, when I walk into your establishment for the first time and the door closes behind me, I'm in New Orleans.
Right.
I mean, you guys, you have done an amazing job in there that unless you look outside, you don't know you're in Denver.
Right.
It's got that shotgun club, that shotgun, straight back.
Yep.
And the walls, you've got posters up there, Dr. John. You've got the whole NOLA thing going. You've even got brews from New Orleans.
Yep.
You know, everything is there. It's just an amazing thing. So the vibe is so important.
Right.
And of course, you got the screens up. Everybody loves the football.
Yep.
So with the two favorite teams got to be, one has got to be LSU, right?
That's correct. LSU every Saturday, and of course the Saints. We do all the who dats on Sunday. Everybody's yelling who dat. You know, every time we give free shots out for every touchdown.
First, I want to ask, what do they drink in New Orleans? What are the
Hurricanes and Vucarays?
Okay,
that's some famous drink. We sell a lot of Hurricanes every day. Hurricanes, one of the first thing they order is Hurricane.
Yeah,
and what is that? Just for
that's
the uninformed,
basically, it's two different types of rums with orange juice, pineapple juice, and cranberry juice, and triple sec.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's very strong.
Okay, that's why you walk.
Yep, exactly.
You know.
I'm changing my lunch plans as we speak.
One other question for you. The vibe in there is so interesting.
Yeah.
So like a lot of places, when the football comes on, you get a different kind of crowd in there.
Yes.
But it's got to be like a family because it's so small. Well, how many people can you fit in there?
No, we fit 50 people in. Basically, 50. I wanted to create a bar like Cheers. Everybody knows everybody, and everybody will, you know, get to know everybody. Okay. They get to know everybody eventually.
Yeah. Everybody's friendly.
Exactly. And that's one of my things my mother always taught. Treat people like you've all known all your life.
I see.
And it makes it family-like, you know?
Right.
So, yeah.
Eight years.
Yeah,
eight,
wow. Now, you had recently talked about putting out a food truck on the road,
right? That's coming up next month or so. We got a food trailer going to be out on the streets. It's going to be called NOLA Voodoo Express.
Okay.
We're going to do several brands, but we're going to do everything, the whole menu. We're going to do basically crawfish monica and different other things like the gumbo and etouffee and red beans.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to do different events, and we're going to do certain areas. We have a new website coming up to show where we're going to be.
Okay.
So that's something that we really want to get out there and get our name out known more on the streets.
Yeah, well, hopefully next year we can get you for our signature fundraising event where we get a lot of food trucks come out to Balestrieri Vineyards.
Yeah.
We may do a New Orleans theme.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, put you front and center, man.
And then we have Mardi Gras coming up, which of course that's going to be the same week as Super Bowl, which is kind of interesting. Super Bowl that's Sunday and Mardi Gras will be on Tuesday, so it's going to be an interesting weekend for me.
Yeah,
it's going to be
need to get some help.
Yep, I'm going to get a lot of help. Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Henry Batiste is the proprietor of Nola Voodoo Tavern and Perks. They're on Bruce Randolph, just west of York. And they got something for you. Yeah. Thank you so much, man.
Oh, thank you, guys. I appreciate the interview. I really appreciate it.
I'm going to let you get back to the shop, flip open your laptop at the end of the bar there, and go to work, man.
You got it.
And we will see you soon.
Take the lid off that kettle. No laptop in my food.
A lot of cooking to do today. Beginning of the week.
Yeah. Take care of yourself,
thank
man.
You, guys. I appreciate it very much.
This one's for Henry. It's called Little Fried Bananas from Dexter Gordon on Kubo Jazz.